Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back.
I come down from the misty mountain.
Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
WBKM Saturday night. Saturday night means it's time to celebrate everything Neil. Welcome everyone to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. Tony.
Number 32 and so much to do, huh? I'm glad someone's paying attention. We can't count.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing, man. So much to do. Spring rolls around,
And
you want to open those windows. You want to clean out.
Get rid of
the clutter, right?
Get rid of the clutter. Get rid of the dust bunnies. Mop it all down. Get the windows shiny. Get the dog nose prints off the back door and sunshine waiting
Nothing
for you.
Nothing like feeling the sun in spring. Oh, baby, I love it.
We had one glorious day this week when it just felt like everything is possible in that springtime.
And tomorrow, you know, Sunday, upper 50s, you know what I mean? For us, that's like a heat wave.
It is, man. Hawaiian skirt time.
Oh, it really is. You know, talk about, you know what I mean? I think we fire right in. Since it's warming up out there, I'm getting real excited, especially after hearing all the reviews from Down Under.
Great shows down under in Australia, New Zealand, on the way to Europe, and those folks are lucky all over the world, man. Pretty much, if you're within a reasonable shot at it, you're going to be able to see Neil this year.
Yeah, can you imagine? They're doing some festivals, of course, but, you know, over in Europe, where he was doing TD Bank North Garden, you know, some 20,000-seat arenas here,
right.
Over there he's doing 10,000-seaters.
Even more intimate.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That's like distilling it. You know, it's like watching Crazy Horse when they all huddle up. It's that renewal, I think, that Neil feels by keeping it tight. The more intimate you get with that band, the more potentially explosive it can be.
Yep, exactly. So right on into it. Let's spice it up. Let's throw a little cinnamon on those waffles. What do you say, huh?
Oh, hey, from Down Under, right? This is a live version.
This is from Adelaide, sweet Adelaide.
Cinnamon Girl, WBKM, Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, program number 32.
Thank you. Okay, not quite that slow. Somewhere in between there and the last one. Almost cut my hair. It happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it was in my way. Because I had the flu for Christmas, and I'm not feeling up to par. It increases my paranoia. Like looking at my mirror and seeing a police car. But I'm not giving in an inch. Yes, I love this myself this year. I feel like I owe it to together. I'm going to get down in that sunny southern weather.
Susanna. Don't you cry for me. I mean, that's I almost think that if people 100 years ago, however old that tune is, once they got past that little cacophony, I think they'd get it. They'd say, this dude sounds like he understands it.
Reinterpreting some of these Americana classics, right?
I love it, man.
And we first got to see that, Tony, if you recall, at Farm Aid with Dave Matthews.
Yes.
You know, and it's a fun, it's a wild album because here is a Canadian singing these American roots songs, right? I mean, there's that dichotomy going on. It's like Neil Young for president, but yet he's Canadian.
Well, so many times the folks from outside of our exact borders have brought us our music and made it brand new. I mean, certainly the British spent 15 years doing that, and they're still doing it.
Absolutely. You know, and it comes back to that whole concept, I think, of, hey, you know, it is a global world now. We have to start thinking about, yeah, it's wonderful to celebrate the differences in all the unique cultures, but there's a human element that's got to come forth. You know, we all know that we're wrecking the environment. Right? I mean, these are issues that affect us on a human level.
Oh, my sky today is your sky tomorrow. So, and what you're doing today affects me tomorrow. So, you know, we all know that. People around the world know about that. They understand the futility of war, the ridiculousness of poverty.
Well, we see what happened with the nuclear disaster overseas is now affecting us here. And we've experienced that from the Midwest for years. The Midwest belches all that stuff into the air, and then we get acid rain that destroys our forest
right? But, you know, just like in talking about Americana, I mean, this is pertinent to Americana. You know, just like there were experts warning people that were migrating to the Midwest to not mess around with that topsoil, because that stuff's been there for thousands of years. Oh, they all knew better.
Right.
Yeah, and half a year later, you got the Dust Bowl. You got clouds over New York City because of what they did out in Kansas.
Right.
So, you know, we
can't escape the...
Can't
escape the interconnectedness between it all. And I think that's one of the key lessons.
It really is.
Boy, that Cinnamon Girl, that had momentum that still parallels, you know, that 78 version,
oh,
you know, that Live Rust. I mean, it still has it, man. Or that's the Springfield, right? Back in the day, Cinnamon Girl.
No, Cinnamon Girl was Neil's, but the CSNY have done Cinnamon Girl live in their own extremely unique way. Steven and Neil, I remember that CSNY 2K tour, just killing that Cinnamon Girl. Neil just changing that inflection a little bit and making it like almost like a new song.
That's what's awesome about seeing those guys live,
sure,
they might be covering that tune, but the way Neil inflects it, the way that they play it, I don't think they've played that tune twice the same way.
That's one of those tunes that does get interpreted and reinterpreted. And then top of the set that beautiful, well, that was top of the set, but I almost cut my hair as we didn't think much about it anymore. I guess we just simply got our hair cut this week. But
yeah, both
so
Tony
it made
and
some
I
sense.
Looking a lot cleaner.
But to hear that extended version from the great CSN box set where, you know, there was always that little jam that was just about ready to take hold, and the studio version of that, you know, cut it off. And I always remember thinking, boy, wouldn't that have been great to hear that?
Stretch it out. One of Crosby's, of course, definitive vocal performances. You see that live. And then, because you always wonder, when you're listening to that three- or four-part harmony, well, who's making that sound? It's nice to hear David, you know, on his own in that one, just letting it out.
And I think Neil stating in the liner notes in that box set that it was done 3 or 4 in the morning when everybody else was tired enough to play as slow as he wanted to play it.
I think that was Helpless, actually.
Was that Helpless?
No, that was Helpless.
Something during that whole session there, you know. But, boy, to hear Neil's touch on that, and that's what that great relationship was about. It was each of those gentlemen understanding each other fully and knowing where the other guy, I know where you want to go. You don't even have to tell me.
One of those high school tunes for me, man. Almost cut my hair. I remember listening to that my junior year
And someone had made my buddy a tape. And that tape was one of those go-to tapes in the car, you know what I mean? And I think that was like the second tune. Rich Seriani, wherever you happen to be now, and he was a lot older than me. And it was funny because here was a guy that made me a tape that was 2 years older than me. So I must have been a sophomore. He was a senior. And you know what? He was underage, but he had my older brother's ID. You know, it was bizarre. He's like, you know, he made me the tape. Wow. And he had an affinity for me because he was using my older brother's ID. Oh, it's crazy, you know. But that's when it was 18, you know.
He was allegedly using it, Eric.
Yeah, right. Allegedly. Don't want to corner myself.
What do you say we go out on the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, this starts with such a cadence. This welcomes you into that fantastic album, Harvest.
Find a pickup? Take it down to L.A.?
Yeah,
sure.
Why not?
But we'll be back. We'll be right back in about 12 minutes, so it's a fast drive from here.
You got it. Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Thank you. said, John, there's nothing written anywhere that suggests the blues will set you free. 4 days coming back to me. I was riding in the back seat, Sonny Terry, little harmonica player, used to drive him around. I think his name was Harry. Tried to get him to eat tofu, raw vegetables, nuts and berries, but Sonny wasn't having any of them. They let me share a room with him for a couple of weeks. Sonny slept with his good eye open, staring out from under the sheets. I was young and uncomfortable, I don't mind telling you, kind of gave me the creeps. Old days are coming back to me. Old days are coming back to me. Don't know what was so great about them. I paid practically 3 hours. Nothing to live up to, everywhere to be. Old days are coming back to me. On some dates with Rose Allison, somewhere out in the Midwest, said some of my lyrics reminded him of the poet Kenneth Patchen. I took it as a compliment. He was referring to the line about wearing neon signs on your wounds. Later on, I knew what he meant. Old days are coming back to me. On a deal with John Lee Hooker at a pop joint up in Washington. He came in with a gorgeous woman on each arm as I was singing my song. Walked him right up and sat him on the edge of the stage as I went singing along. And that's called Evening Song. I'm the headliner. Old days are coming back to me. I don't know what was so great about them. Played practically free, but I had nothing to live up to. Everywhere to be. Old days are coming back to me. BC. Exotic dancer came into my dressing room, started dancing exotically. They were smoking some in the audience that night, smelled exactly like cat pee. Old days are coming back to me. Opening up a gate and I found down in Baton Rouge. He was playing out hillbilly jazz, Cajun country, Zydeco and blues. Calling out past the walls like some kind of musical centrifuge. Old days are coming back to me. Old days are coming back to me. I don't know what was so good about them. I played practically free, but I had nothing to live up to. Everywhere to be. Old days are coming back to me. Yeah. Old days are coming back to me. I don't know what was so great about them. I played practically free, but I had nothing to live up to. Coming back to me. Yeah.
Dave.
WBKM Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. You ever been to California, Tony?
Once, maybe twice.
Boy, that climate out there, there's something so enlivened about standing on the Pacific and watching that sun sink.
Oh.
Wow. You know, fantastic feeling out there.
If you're an East Coaster and you're watching the sun sinking into the ocean, your mind's messed up. It's like, wait a minute, it's going the wrong way. Wait a minute, it should be going up. What the heck?
Right,
exactly. Oh, I'm looking west.
The Pacific has such a wild feeling. And I remember as a kid, we took our RV. Our family gathered grandma and grandpa. We all went west.
Wow.
I must have been 7th or 8th grade. The whole family in the RV.
Man.
You know, the grandparents just beginning to kick into the Alzheimer's, as we had talked about last week.
Mm.
But, boy, we got to Malibu.
Wow.
And there there was an RV parked, a park right there. And I remember we got to spend 2 days on Malibu Beach, you know, right there, you know, our RV, and it was a junker. It wasn't one of the nice ones, you know. But, boy, it felt like we were living it, man.
The rich life. When you're a kid, that's nothing better than that. I mean, everybody getting along and no worries.
My kid's got a shirt now, a T-shirt that he wears that says, you know, live the impossible dream, and it's got a picture of a camper on it. You know, because it's almost impossible to get that simple. You know, to stay. I mean, don't you get that dream, Tony, once in a while, to just sell it all and buy the pickup?
Well, it ain't so simple anymore when you're talking about gas that's more than $3 a gallon more than it was when your old man filled up the camper. I mean, you know that takes the simplicity out of
that's
the trip.
Why I love that tune, Rockin' in the Free World, too, because it's full of sarcasm.
Oh, the sarcasm.
We got fuel to burn and roads to drive, but you're going to be broke by the time you reach California now.
Oh, my Lord. You make it to Kansas, you're lucky. Kansas getting picked on twice. Two Kansas references in the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour tonight.
Yeah, really.
So if you're out there from Kansas, come on. Let's hear from you.
And that's a pretty wild, nebulous state, though, too. You spend time in Kansas, and boy, oh, boy, I mean, it feels mystical. Cause,
we're going to the Midwest twice, right, for back-to-back farm aids.
Oh, yeah.
It was quite a trip. It was really an amazing trip, I think.
Yeah, we got to get that to Vermont. Got to bring farm aid to Vermont.
The best place in the country to have that. A farm-organized, farm-centric event. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, because farmers here, man, they're all about supporting the community. Yeah, communities are still small enough.
So we went out on the weekend there to start us off. Huh, man? That was a great tune.
Ah, nothing like it. The Stray Gators, right, helping out with that one?
The Stray Gators, and there makes the connection. We're talking in between the tune, and all of a sudden, right after that tune, and all of a sudden, you mentioned how, you know, radio says, you know, the marketing people say you got to hear a tune 8 times before you remember it. And I bring up the fact that, hey, remember the day we got that brand new John Hiatt CD? And here we popped it in. We started with the opening track, Old Days. Buddy, we were singing that song before he was done playing it. Brand new song.
Yeah, the mark of a great
twing.
Tune. You don't need 8 times. No, you hear a tune that resonates.
You need a great tune.
You're going to catch it the first time.
And we've been singing that song since then. And, of course, John playing many of his great tunes with the Stray Gators. So there's that Neil and connection. And, of course, John Hiatt, one of the great songwriters of all time, just like Neil.
And so, you know, for all the Rusties out there, realize how freeing it is to draw the inference from the other bands, to make that connection.
Absolutely.
Sure, you're going to hear a lot of Neil on this program. You know, 95% is going to be Neil or some amalgam of Neil Young.
Yeah.
However, to reach out and say, hey, Steve Jordan played with the Blues Brothers.
Oh, man.
And he was playing on that Rockin' in the Free World.
And I hope that turns somebody on to taking a look at where he was, where his track went. And maybe you're listening to some of that stuff now in your life. Or maybe that tune turned you on. If you've never heard Hiatt, if you've never gotten into John Hiatt and you love Neil, I guarantee you, you're going to love John Hiatt.
Yeah, that's his brand new one, right?
That was That was three albums ago already.
Very similar to Neil in that way, that this guy has not stopped.
No.
His creative tear since the 70s has continued.
It continued, and he is who he is. He is what he is.
almost like Neil in the sense that John Hyatt, I used to call him every time I came on the air, old reliable, because he's
anytime
music, just like Neil. You put on Comes a Time, you put that album on anytime.
And you bring the family anytime, and you are in. You understand those dudes for those two albums. Great to be with you tonight. What do you say we track on off? Who knows, right? Into the unknown.
Yeah,
we've got
like
10 seconds to figure it out.
I'm Eric Koval.
Tony Gallucci right here with you.
You're in tune to the Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour, program number 32, everybody.
Burlington, Vermont, WBKA.
A chance that was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lines to say, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera in a cell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. So lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ear just give you the blues. Just give you the a plane to Spain, went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown and I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read, more about the war and the bloody change.
This week's update from thrasherswheat.org, here's Thrasher.
Hey, hey, Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young News and bringing you the latest in fresh wheat. And what do we have this week? Well, let's see. We'll check the barn, we'll check the fields. And the first thing that comes up is that the latest issue of Broken Arrow magazine, put out by the Neil Young Appreciation Society, is out. Issue 129, March 2013, has hit the mailboxes. And another fine edition. There's lots of good articles and photos. Right on the photo, great shot from Chicago last year of Crazy Horse doing their encore bow and lots of smiles. So great shot there on the cover, and then inside great essay on Greendale, lots of in-depth perspective on that album. Also sort of look back at the Time Fades Away album cover, the legendary album cover shot by Joel Bernstein. A few other articles in there and photos from the tour and reviews from the Alchemy tour, so definitely check that out. And also there's an announcement here in the issue about Thrasher's Wheat Radio going to Europe this summer. So we're going to come back to that. We're going to talk about that a little bit more, but we're going to get into the details of that announcement. So well, let's, before we come back to that, why don't we hit some of the other news items from the past week or so. I know we've been talking a lot about Linkbolt over the years, and Linkbolt making a road trip at some point. Well, Linkbolt has not left the garage as far as we can tell, but might happen soon. So we'll just have to keep an eye out on that. What else? Over on the blog, we just linked to an auction. We don't normally link over to eBay auctions, but in this particular case, pretty unique item. There is a reproduction of Neil Young's guitar, Old Black, the Gibson Les Paul. It's up for auction for a group in Australia called Slam, which is supporting Australian music. And it's autographed by all four members of Crazy Horse. So pretty nice if you can swing it for your collection. So check that out. Let's see, what else do we got? We have an article that we linked over to called Walk On, which is a great career retrospective on Neil Young. Check that out. It's a very nice read. Also posted a great video of Walks Like a Giant from Australia. And what's pretty unique and cool about this particular video is that it was shot across three different concert dates in Australia, Sydney, Geelong, and Perth. And what the editor did was take these three audience shot videos and edited them together in three different spots to create this huge Walk Like a Giant. It's just probably one of the most epic versions, just in terms of compiling these three different performances into a single performance. So that's definitely worth checking out. About 20 minutes long, fantastic. You definitely want to crank that one up, plug it through your stereo if you can. Definitely check that out. The other item I want to talk about for just a second is obituary that we ran this week on Paul Williams. So a lot of folks probably have not too much of an idea of who Paul Williams was and why he's significant. And we go into a little bit of detail on this on the obituary, but for us, Paul Williams, he really was the first serious rock and roll journalist, and he started a magazine called Crawdaddy back in like 1966. This is actually before Rolling Stone magazine started. So that gives you an idea of how long this guy's been in the business, so to speak. And certainly as a music blogger, we owe a lot to these sort of pioneers, folks that started to try and write about the music and understand the performances and the songs and the bands and what that was all about. And that's what we're trying to do here at Thrasher's Weed, of course, is try and help folks appreciate the music. So anyway, check that out. Paul Williams also wrote a pretty important biography of Neil Young back in the mid-90s. So definitely, check that out. If you haven't read the book, you want to pick that up if you can. So anyway, Paul, we'll miss you. Keep on rocking. And let's see here. That's probably about it on the news item, so we'll circle back here on our Thrasher's Wheat Radio Goes to Europe. So the concept is that Neil Young, Crazy Horse, are going to be taking the tour over to Europe this summer, and we thought it would be really cool if we could go over there to Europe, Thrasher's Wheat Radio, Tony, Eric, WBKM.org, go over there, check out some of the concerts, and bring back some reports and try and do this live from the venue. We go out there, get there before the show, talk to you folks that are going to the concert, kind of capture the vibe, if you will, of this whole scene. Experience the concert, and then after the concert, do another report from the concert, you know, talk to folks afterwards, get their reactions, you know, give our report on set lists and songs and what we liked and found fascinating and all that good stuff. So we think this will be pretty cool if we can pull this off. So that's a big if we can pull this off. So right now, you know, we're talking about trying to get the three of us over there and catching a few shows, and we're sort of at the crossroads of trying to figure out how to pull this off. So what we're looking to you guys out there in the audience, listening to this on WBKM and reading on the blog and you know, following us on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere, how can we make this happen? How can we bring this experience to you folks? From at least our preliminary scenarios on trying to make this happen, everybody thinks this is a great idea, this is really cool if you can pull it off, but it's gonna require a lot of work, and it's gonna, you know, obviously require a little bit of fun. So we're looking for help. We're looking for help in terms of logistical support over there in Europe. Accommodations, travel, lodging, you know, tickets, you know, anything that folks might be able to offer us, be able to suggest, we'd really like to hear from you. So we're going to have some more details on the blog tomorrow, Sunday, and you can reach back to us and let us know what you think. And depending on if we can pull this all together, we'll head over to Europe and bring you some reports. So anyway, that's what we're trying to do here. And in the meantime, everybody keep on rocking.
Well, as you heard, amazing news coming from Thrasher once again. All of this, Tony, just wouldn't be possible without this connection that we share with Thrasher's Wheat.
Yeah, to take the chance and to throw that out there, to play with this thing nearly 2 years before we all figured out how to get this thing launched. I love it.
We love what he does, and boy, it's been, you know, to quote Neil in the last waltz, one of the joys of my life to be able to come on each week and share time with Thrasher, with Neil, and with you, Tony Gallucci.
Oh man, I just love it. It's such a treat. Hey, a treat to hear from Wes Bender out in Iowa, who requested that Fountain Blue tune from the Stills Young Band. Wes, we do love that album, and I do love that tune. You get those two guys together any time, you tell me, the money's on the table, I'm buying it.
You got it. I mean, and that's the thing, too. With correspondence, people, we get back to everyone.
Absolutely. We do.
Okay, you take the time to reach out to us, you know what I mean? The joy of this station, the joy of having a global signal over the Internet, is that, you know, we can play the request.
You bet it. Absolutely.
No holds barred.
And Joni, just to not make sure we don't forget about Joni, that woman, so important in the in that quartet, in that Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young family.
Ah, yeah.
From the Blue album, of course, California, with Steven playing some guitar on that. So,
and Neil's lifelong friend.
Friend, he and Joni in the relationship at the time. Started out with Crosby. I mean, you know, so wow, what a great family, huh, man? Hey, it's
love it.
The lease is up, pal. We better jump in the big limo. I see the limos outside.
Hey, we're heading out into the night. It's almost time. I might as well introduce it. Time to get behind the wheel.
It's the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Program. Hey, thanks for joining us tonight. Stick around for the rest of a great Saturday night lineup. We hope you'll enjoy it.
WBKM, Burlington's Kind of Music.